And we're back here on In Focus News Radio, KMAN. And my next guest here in studio, we have a couple of different guests. Mary Mertz, who is a farmer with River Creek Farms, in to join us. Good morning.
Good morning.
And she's brought along Russ Laub, chef and owner of Labco Restaurant and Market. Thanks for being here.
Thank you.
And she's in here to talk to us about a neat little initiative here. And I'll let you kind of just give a brief introduction, if you wouldn't mind.
Sure. Thank you, Brendan. I'm here today to talk about a book that I published that is a commemorative book about the Feast of the Fields events that were held at River Creek Farms east of Manhattan. We held 10 events through 2011 through 2018, and this book highlights and recaps each of the events and also the musicians, the chefs. It has wonderful, beautiful pictures that were taken through the years, and the proceeds of the book actually go to FFA leadership programs. When we did the feasts, the FFA Kansas leaders and officers served at the meals, and we were able to give whatever we made from those events to their leadership programs. And so COVID kind of put a stop to the feasts, and I wanted to do something to help them, you know, with their programs. And so I also, COVID also gave me some free time to, you know, work on this project. And so we put this together, and it's available in various places in Manhattan right now. If for those that are not familiar with the feast, it came about as an agritourism project that I felt we could do at our farm. We're a very large, diversified farm, so doing things like farm tours would be difficult. But a friend showed me a picture in a magazine of an event that was held out, I think, in California. And I saw that picture, and I immediately knew that was something I wanted to try, having a dinner chef prepared in our cornfield, because I looked out the window and there it was, and I said, I think we can do this. So Chef Scott Benjamin was our first chef, and when I approached him, he was more than willing and ready to be our chef for this, which just gave me, you know, the feeling that this is something that might really attract people in a very unique way, coming out to a farm and experiencing just a wonderful, exquisite meal, wines that come from various vineyards in Kansas, musicians that we have locally, many of them professors at K-State. Our first musician was actually Dr. David Luttrell, who is the head of the cello department at K-State. I had asked him to recommend a student, and he said, no, I want to do it. So that nice. That was kind of neat. And so we've had five different chefs, and one of the chefs was Russ Laub of Labco, previously Little Apple Brewery. And he is here today, and he was the chef at our last two events. And so I just wanted to sit next to him here and see if he wanted to say anything about that experience, and maybe still tell us how he's doing with his restaurant today, because things have been really difficult for, you know, for people in that business and because of COVID. So, Russ, you want to share?
I was fortunate enough to be involved in the Feast of the Fields events with Mary, and like you said, I did the last two events. Which I think was back in, 2017, 2018.
Yes.
And, you know, which is the events really hit home with us because we've been involved in the, I guess, the locavore food scene for many years. I've been a proponent of locally sourced products, and we feature a lot at the restaurants. And so it really was something that we had really looked forward to, and to be involved in this event, and one of the few events like this in the state. And probably the premier one that in our local region. So Great event, and met a lot of great people and had a really good time at these events.
It's really neat. I went to something similar, I think, when I used to work in Emporia, and they did like a farm-to-table type mm-hmm. deal. Very similar to this, and what a neat concept, first of all. I mean, to get out there. But then it's locally grown ingredients, I imagine, and all locally produced?
Yes, unless there's something you can't get locally. But most of the chefs have their own sources and are comfortable using those farms and you know, markets that they get their food from all the time. But this was a really neat collaboration of not just the chefs and us and the musicians, but we had people like the KSU restaurant and event management class was a part of it, and the high school culinary class was a part of it, and some of our proceeds were able to provide food processing machines for their schools. And Steve Sloral, like Jan Miller, she collaborated with us and made runners out of foliage on the tables, which were absolutely beautiful. Wade and Annette Radina provided their epi loaves, which looked like wheat heads that ran down as a table runner, and it was just beautiful. It was not only decor but sustenance for, you know, the guests who, like family style, were able to, you know, break the bread and share. And then, of course, all the musicians that were a part of it. So, you know, I feel like it brought in a lot of different people and provided an atmosphere that was really joyous, and there was a lot of camaraderie, and people would come again and again. And so they would become friends, and not only people from Manhattan. These people came from all over the state and even outside the state. We had some really good publicity, and fortunately, we had really good success. I mean, you know, I know that anything could have happened, anything could have gone wrong, weather-wise or otherwise, that would have, you know, been a detriment to continuing. But we were very fortunate. All of our events had absolutely no real serious issues. You know, we had to contend with some weather, but it wasn't anything that made us postpone it or cancel. So we were really fortunate, and I thank God for that. And I thank the guests that came and made reservations knowing that anything could happen. So they were coming for an adventure. A lot of them had never been on the farm. A lot of them had never eaten the kind of foods that were served, like lamb and bison. And, you know, there were interesting things on the menu. And, of course, really wonderful wines from many, many vineyards in Kansas. So it was a very interesting event, and I hope maybe to continue it in the future.
It would be really cool to see that continue. As far as the book is concerned, how can people get copies of this?
Well, currently, and I'm just starting now to get it out there, but currently it is at Steve's Floral in downtown Manhattan, and it's also at Blue Earth Plaza at the Flint Hills Discovery Center, and also you can get it at LabCo. And, of course, you can call me direct. Can I give my number?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. My phone number is 785-456-5839. You can call me. I can take PayPal, Venmo. I've learned all kinds of new things. Or a check. So, you know, very many different ways to do this. The cost of the book is $45, and the proceeds for that go to the FFA Leadership Program. So I hope that, you know, those listening feel like this is a worthy purchase. It'd make a nice coffee table book. It'd make a nice gift for Christmas. So, you know, I appreciate this opportunity to share that with your listeners.
Absolutely, and it's some beautiful pictures in here. It's about a little more than 80 pages long, and you get some real feel for if you couldn't be there, kind of just what it was like, kind of reliving it.
Mm-hmm. And the chefs were very generous. There's each one of them contributed a recipe in the back of the book, and gave a little quote of their philosophy. And also a how-to section. If there's anyone out there wanting to do a farm-to-fork event, I gave them everything they need. Lots of lessons learned during the years, and it's all back there if anybody wants to try it on their own.
Okay, again, it's called Feast of the Fields, the Heart of Kansas Farms and Food by Mary Mertz. And again, she mentioned a few different places, including the Flint Hills Discovery Center and Steve's Floral and Labco. And Labco as well. What a wonderful opportunity here to support FFA and a great read, I'm sure. Some great stories and some great photography in here as well. Thank you for sharing this with us.
Thank you, Brendan.
Appreciate the time. Stay tuned. We'll continue in focus in a moment here on News Radio KMAN.